Right, I'm going to play a track now from a straight up, it's the opening track, uh-huh. And on the other side, we'll have BD Lenz on the phone.
Thank you.
right, that was BD Lenz with Uh-Huh from his latest CD, Straight Up, and on the phone is BD Lenz. Hello, BD.
What's up, Bob?
Not too much. Incredible track. I'll say this is the first time I ever heard you play. It's amazing. I've just been listening to the thing on nonstop all weekend. It's incredible stuff.
Oh, thanks. I'm honored. I appreciate it.
Okay, so it's like a cross. It's like you're listening to Albert Collins, Pink Floyd, and Pat Metheny all together in one musician.
Wow, you know, that's actually a pretty good assessment, and it's funny because there's a Pink Floyd song on the record.
Yeah, we might play that at some point.
Mm-hmm.
You do a very nice cover of it, too.
Oh, thanks. You know, it's such a classic tune.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is something I could really make nice. You know, I'm very, very reluctant to ever do a cover tune on a record, but, you know, that tune just spoke to me, so.
It does. For people in my age group, I mean, it was like a little bit of an anthem. I remember going to high school and hearing that thing. It was a great song. It was part of a soundtrack of my life, too.
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite Pink Floyd tunes. Total classic tune. Yeah.
Yeah, I was never a big Floyd fan, but that song was still a great piece of music in and of itself.
Yeah, you know, and it's actually like a pretty jazzy tune. That's why, I mean, I thought it lent itself pretty well to what we were doing, so.
Yeah, that's something. I think that's the first time I've ever seen anybody do a jazz version of a Floyd tune.
Exactly.
Yeah, well, it's got to be done sooner or later, and thanks for doing it.
That's right.
All right. Okay, you want to tell folks about yourself. You have a kind of impressive resume. It looks like you've been studying guitar since 14, and you had some impressive teachers as well.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, you know, I live outside of New York, and, you know, so I've seen and have studied with some of the greatest guitar players around, including Mike Stern, Vic Juris, who I'm not sure if you're familiar with him, but he's a great jazz guitar player.
Yeah, he's one of my favorites as well. He's incredible. But that must have been something listening to or learning off of Stern. I remember him when he was playing with Miles.
Oh, I mean, honestly, I got to say, he's one of the guys that brought me over from the rock world to the jazz world. I mean, you know, in college, I used to go see him practically every week in the city, play, you know, at this little dump, the 55 bar.
Yeah.
But I used to go religiously, and, you know, that's really what got me into the jazz thing, you know, I got to say.
Yeah, I think the Miles groups from the 70s helped get me from jazz into rock, too.
Yeah, and some of that Miles stuff is some of my favorite, you know, Miles period, you know,
yeah.
Like Fat Time and John Pierce. I love it, you know.
That's great stuff. I mean, it's turned a lot of people onto jazz who probably would have never appreciated it otherwise. And,
exactly.
All right. It's interesting, though, that we're both sort of alumni of WVIA. That's another thing that sort of attracted me to you. It's great talking to a fellow person who's gone through the George Graham School of whatever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, as you were saying, George Graham is a legend. And, you know, I got to do a few sessions at his station, you know, both for my own projects and for other people. And, you know, the guy's just, you know, a legend. So just to be there, you know, I felt honored.
I know. He's sort of got me into radio. I used to listen to a show when I was kind of growing up back in the day, too, and I got introduced to a lot of great music through him, and later had the pleasure of working with him on some remote recordings and other things like that, and learned a lot from him.
Oh, I can imagine.
Yeah.
I mean, he's, you know, he knows everybody. He's recorded everybody in that place, you know.
That is something, yeah, I remember back in the day, and it's great. Enough of going through our past. Getting to the current CD, you want to talk a little bit about the recording session for Straight Up?
Sure. This is actually my fifth CD. Mm-hmm. I know most people in Portland have never heard of me, but this is actually my fifth CD. And my previous four were basically like big, you know, arrangements in that, like, you know, I had a big band, like horn and percussion and a lot of keys and really highly arranged stuff, and sort of in the vein of Metheny and Stern, you know.
Yeah.
And I decided that it kind of all culminated in the last one. I had like 15 musicians, and it came out amazing. I was really proud of it. You know, I had like Randy Brecker and Mark Egan on it, who are legends themselves. But, you know, after that experience, I was like, you know what, I don't want to go through a headache again. I just want to scale down. And that was really sort of the idea behind this record, and that's why it's called Straight Up. It's basically just a, you know, I just brought a quartet. We went in the studio, you know, banged it out in 2 days live.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, it's just, like, refreshing to kind of do it a whole new way. And I mean, it's still like highly arranged stuff, as you heard.
Yeah.
But at the same time, there's a lot of room for blowing, you know.
Yeah, a lot of great. I guess it's kind of like when Zappa went to Zootalores after going through the Big Mother thing. Did it for the same reason.
Exactly.
You know, just give fewer guys more room to stretch out and have fun.
Exactly. Right. Sometimes, I mean, it just gets too much, you know,
yeah.
In terms of arrangement and stuff. So.
And you have to stand in line to take a solo behind 15 other guys.
Well, you know, and it's funny because people would listen to my record and be like, you know, is this your album? Because we don't hear much of you on it. And honestly, I'm cool with that. I don't, you know,
yeah.
I don't need to do any more guitar solos than I've done. But, you know, at the same time, I wanted something a little more guitar focused, you know.
You know, just to be able to show some of your own talent off as well as performing as well as composition wise.
Exactly.
Yeah. These are all pretty much other than the Floyd tune. These are all original compositions?
Yeah, all original. In fact, I mean, the Floyd tune is really the first cover I've ever done on a record, you know, my own record. So, you know, I wanted to make sure that it was a song I really wanted to do if I was going to do it, and it was, of course. But yeah, other than that, it's all my original stuff.
Okay, I have another track. Let's see, give the people another piece of your music here, give them a little bit more flavor of the CD. I have the title track queued up next. Do you want to talk a little bit before I hit play?
Sure. You know, this tune is sort of exemplifies what I was going for on the record. I mean, you know, there is some arrangement to it for sure. You know, I'm really a big fan of great grooves and good melodies, and it's what I aspire to. You know, but at the same time, I want to open up for some great solos. So, you know, this tune is not really a complex song. It's really just focused around this main bass groove I came up with. But, you know, but again, I really try to develop my writing in terms of melody and stuff. So, I hope I achieve a good balance. So that's what I'm going for.
I think you did, and we'll give folks an example of that right now.
Thank you.
That was the title track from Straight Up from BD Lenz, an excellent guitarist composer who we have right here on the phone. Thank you for joining us, BD.
Well, thanks for having me, Bob. It's a pleasure.
And that was really nice. It's a little bit slower, but still a nice, slow, funky groove, but still some nice playing.
That's what I'm going for.
All right. And I was looking at the Sidemen. I'm not familiar with most of them. Are they mostly New York, New Jersey guys?
Yeah, they are. You know, as I said, like, nobody knows who I am and nobody knows who my Sidemen are. But, I mean, it's guys I've been playing with for a long time, and they're really some of the best guys around.
Yeah, it's a nice, tight group. Nice, really nice.
Thank you.
Yes, God, the keyboard player, Joe Ashlar, who's phenomenal as well.
He's absolutely amazing, and actually, he's the one guy like I met right before recording the CD. I'm like, oh, this is the guy I got to get on my record, you know? And we played together, you know, for probably about 8 months, did the record, and then he ended up moving to New Orleans. So,
yeah.
But I'm glad I got him on my CD while he was in town. So.
Oh, that's great. It's glad we did, too. And Tom Catone as well is amazing.
Yeah, thank you. You know, like I said, like, we've been playing together a long time, so we have, like, a real band thing going on, which is really kind of rare in the jazz world, you know?
You guys tour together a lot as well as record, or...?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've definitely traveled around, you know, nowhere, like, really far, but we've definitely played out of town quite a bit, and, you know, we try to do it as much as possible, and I was saying, you know, I would love to get up to Portland, Maine sometime.
Yeah, like I said, when we were talking, we'll see what we could organize at this end. You know, see if we could get a promoter interested and just get somebody in Boston interested as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, would love to do it.
You know, once you get those connecting gigs in Boston, it makes logistics much easier, like a gas gig in Boston. And
yeah, exactly. Yep.
And you pay for the way up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have any other things in the works as far as another recording or a possible tour?
Yeah, I mean, we're working hard to book some a tour for next year, you know, particularly getting into the festival circuit. That's sort of our immediate plan. You know, I'm always writing music, and I'm already thinking about the next one, you know, so that's really a matter of when I get the okay from the label. But, you know, as soon as they give me the okay, I'm usually ready to go with another record. But I'm still just enjoying, you know, promoting this one and getting ready to do some playing out of town for next year.
Yeah, I'm glad that you're finally getting some promotion nationwide. It's New Jersey kept a bit of a secret too long down there.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing what, like, you know, a little PR and a label and some money behind you will do. I mean, I'm really doing nothing different than I was before. It's just now somebody's promoting it, but it makes a huge difference, you know?
It's just basically, you're not just taking a CD and tying a rock to it and throw it in the ocean and hoping for the best.
Exactly, right. And, you know, as one of my engineers used to say, you know, they just become digital drink coasters, you know?
Oh, yeah. That's what one of my friends said, especially when you're trying to do internet stuff. There are so many people trying to do it now just to get your name out there when 20,000 other people are out there competing, doing the same thing as well.
You know, I mean, at the same time, like, you know, I sell them on gigs, you know, and really that's where I do most of my sales anyway.
That's great, yeah. Okay, is there a place online where the folks here in Portland could get the CD?
Yeah, absolutely. Just, you know, my website, bdlenz.com, B-D-L-E-N-Z. You know, there's ordering information through CD Baby. You know, you can find out all about what we're doing and where we're at, so.
That's cool, so people could keep track of you there at the website.
Exactly.
Okay, if people are tuning in and want to hear some of BD's music, we're going to get to some more of it right now. This is another track from Straight Up, I guess, track number 4, Joe Citizen. Still there?
Oh, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Oh, you want to mention talk a bit about Joe Citizen before?
Sure. This one actually was a real hard one for us. This one, you know, unlike most of the others, was very highly arranged. Mm. But it was really a lot of fun. I mean, the fact that we really pulled it off live. I mean, it was a tough one personally for me to play, but I'm really proud of how it came out. So,
okay, here it is. right, that was Joe Citizen, and that one was great. It had a feel of it was like bits of Bootsy Collins and bits of Bootsy Collins and Albert Collins, along with some other great influences in there.
Yeah, you know, my stuff is just full of all kinds of craziness. I mean, I listen to like everything, so it's all in there.
It's all in there. It's just like a musical gumbo.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's a good one, musical gumbo. That's good.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? It's good. You know, it's good listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tasty playing by everybody involved.
Thank you.
Again, this is B.D. Lentz, and that was Joe Citizen from his latest CD, Straight Up, and that is on the April label. And again, if you want to buy that, you could go to www.bdlenz.com and support the B.D. and some great jazz music by upcoming artists, I guess. Not an overnight sensation, but becoming, I guess, a 10-year overnight sensation, I guess.
Exactly, you know. It's weird how, you know, you're doing it for 10, 15 years, but then all of a sudden, you know, you get one little break, and now, you know, everybody thinks you're a new guy around, but, you know.
So you've been around forever. It's like,
exactly.
Where are you guys when I needed you? All right, that's something, I guess, we've been talking all night about this Pink Floyd cover tune, I guess. We decided to get around playing it. For folks who just are tuning in, you want to decide why you picked that specific Pink Floyd song?
Yeah, you know, I'm always going through little phases of you know, bands or whatever that I'm listening to. I mean, like I said, and it's all over the place, like, you know, classical or rock or pop or jazz, whatever. And, you know, I don't know, I read a Pink Floyd book last year, and I went through like a two-month Pink Floyd phase, you know. Mm. I mean, I listened to them in high school, but I never really listened to them, you know. It was always kind of background music at parties or whatever. So, you know, I finally, like, really listened to them, and I was, like, just, you know, amazed. You know, because you hear that stuff, you hear their stuff all the time on the radio, but like I said, you just never really listen to it because you hear it so much.
It's just a backdrop to doing something else.
Exactly. So, but, you know, I listened to Dark Side of the Moon, and then this tune just, like, you know, really jumped out at me. Like, it's such a beautiful song. And on top of that, like, it really lends itself to a jazz group because, you know, I mean, the original has a horn on it, and such beautiful chord changes. And I'm like, you know, at first, I mean, we just played it live, but it just gave me chills every time I played it. So I'm like, you know, this is the one cover tune I'm going to record.
All right, here we go. Here it is. Thank you. take on a Pink Floyd classic, Us and Them, by BD Lenz from the CD Straight Up, and we have BD on the phone. Thanks for that. That was phenomenal.
Thank you. I mean, like I said, you know, the tune itself just gives me chills, and, you know, playing it was, you know, just really got me inspired to record it.
And I almost got as much chills from your version as I did from the original.
Oh, thanks. I don't know if I got David Gilmour's feel, but, you know, try to put my own twist on it.
Between you and the saxophone player, there's some nice musical chemistry going on.
Yeah, thank you.
Jeff Mantuna, I've heard him somewhere. Has he been playing around the Deerhead Inn area that area?
He's been around quite a bit. He's had his own solo stuff out.
Yeah, I might have seen him down that way, yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
Back in my Pennsylvania days.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay, I think we have time for one more track from this. The one I was thinking was one of my personal favorites. It's The Way of the World.
Cool.
You want to talk a little bit about that one?
Sure. You know, again, I mean, just sort of embodies what I'm going for on this record, you know. Again, just sort of scale down, you know, letting my guys kind of do their thing, but trying to write a good tune at the same time. So that's really what it's all about. I mean, the whole record's kind of got that vibe.
Oh, it does. It comes right through. And here is It's the Way of the World. Thank you. the CD. Okay, sorry about that. And that was BD Lenz with That Is the Way of the World. And we have BD on the phone right here. You want to, again, thank you for taking some time out to talk to our folks here in Portland, Maine.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Bob. I mean, like I said, there's just not enough, you know, stations like yourself willing to kind of help out some, you know, up-and-coming guys. So I really appreciate it.
All right. We appreciate you coming on. And again, I want to tell folks where they could buy the CD.
Sure. You know, definitely the best place to go would be my website, bdlenz.com, B-D-L-E-N-Z. You know, just even find out what we're doing and who we are and what we've done. Or just say hi, you know, send an email through the website. So
You're also on MySpace, too, for folks who like to hang out there.
Exactly. And there's a link from my website there. So.
All right. Again, thanks and good night, and thanks for putting out some great music. And we'll keep you, our listeners, posted if we get a gig in the Portland or in the Boston area.
Yes, well, I certainly hope to come up and play in Portland soon.
All right. We'll keep our listeners posted. Okay.
Great.
Take care.
All right. Take care, Bob.
All right. Potted down my own microphone, not supposed to do that. Okay, up next we have something brand new from Howard Wiley. It's from the Angola Project. This track is called Angola. It features some excellent saxophone playing from David Murray.